Peace and abundance always. Peter Abundant here. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and thank you to all my podcast supporters for donating and supporting this podcast. If you're interested in donating and supporting this podcast in a big way, feel free to go to anchor.fm/Peter Abundant. In this session, I want to talk about how to master your day. You often hear the term, take it one day at a time, take it one moment at a time. Well, sometimes we find that difficult to do because when we wake up in the morning, we often think about all of the things that we have to do throughout the day. And it seems pretty heavy at times, right? We have to wake up, take a shower, get ourselves ready for work, school, maybe even wake up and get the kids ready for school, get them breakfast. Most times each day is a routine, but then when you have those days where it's such like an extra thing thrown into the mix and you have just a little bit more to do, you're not quite sure how those things are going to get done, how much time it's going to take to do them, it can be really overwhelming, right? Well, there's a way to get over that. There's a way to master yourself and master the day as those things are dealt with, essentially, right? Because they have to get dealt with. You have to deal with them. Yeah, we often procrastinate and we often put it aside to the next day or the next week, even the next month if we can. And finally, we just have to deal with it. Or it deals with us, right? Or we avoid it and ultimately the consequences come back to haunt us or bite us in the butt. Well, there's ways to do that, to get it done without having the consequences bite us in the butt. And that ultimately comes down to one thing only, presence, being in the now. How does that apply to dealing with tasks, to dealing with daily life and routines and chores and just things after another? Well, I mean, you know, you really don't hear about this when it comes to, you know, reading your spiritual books or listening to your spiritual podcasts or watching your spiritual videos, how to actually apply the power of being present, the power of now, throughout your daily life in a practical way. So I'm going to share with you a simple technique. And you've heard it before. So I apologize now if you wanted something profound and amazing, but it's just as simple as dealing with one thing at a time. Asking yourself, okay, what can I deal with right now? What can I find a solution to? What can I resolve right now at this moment? And do it as fast as you possibly can. Now, the trick, though, is, yeah, you can still feel anxious. You can still feel, you know, frustration. You can still feel an intense, you know, anxiety about getting this thing done or these things done. Now, what I would like you to do is ask yourself, why do you feel that anxiety? Why is it annoying to, you know, get the kids ready, get them dressed, get them, you know, fed for breakfast, get them off to school, and do something that you've been doing every day anyway? Why all of a sudden, or why this day, or maybe even every day, why are you feeling annoyed or frustrated about it? When it comes to things that are out of the norm, you know, things that are out of the routine, and you're feeling frustrated and annoyed, why are you feeling that way? You have to ask yourself the questions to bring awareness to you to understand why you're feeling these ways and what you can do about it, right? Because if you're not aware of your feelings, then you're pretty much lost, and it's going to be difficult for you to process and get over it and ultimately master your emotions and master yourself. And by that, mastering the day. So you have to bring awareness to yourself. Why are you feeling this way is the question. Then you want to make a decision, right? As you're processing your feelings, you also want to process the fact that these things have to get done. They absolutely have to get done. And the quicker you do them, the better, right? The quicker you get them done, the more time you have to yourself to do what you want to do. Not what you feel you have to do, not what you're forced to do, not what, you know, society is pressuring you to do, not what school is pressuring you to do, your parents, your kids, your spouse, boyfriend and girlfriend, life. You can do what you want to do once you have dealt with those things, put them aside, resolve them, and then you can move forward. So you have to make a clear decision and connection, really, with the quicker you get something done, the quicker and the more time you get to do what you want to do. And it's a practice. It's a practice. So that being said, as you think about your day, as you move forward and you think about your day, yes, I know you have a list of things that you have to do today. But what's really important is, what is the first thing you're gonna tackle and do from that list? What is the first thing you need to do? Focus on that first thing. Put everything else aside. Put everything else, you know, on that list aside. Almost forget about it. And just focus on that one thing. Say, okay, this one thing is something I need to do. Whether it be, you know, the most important thing, whether it is, you know, the most difficult thing, knock that out first. Once you've knocked that out, and with the focus of, this is the only thing I have to do right now at this moment, so it's the only thing that matters. Once you knock that out and push that aside, finish with that, then you'll be absolutely relieved. You'll be absolutely more relaxed, more free, the quicker you get that done. But the more you hold on to it and push it aside, and the more you, you know, procrastinate, the more you avoid it, the more you sweep it under the rug without dealing with it, it is going to continue to haunt your consciousness. It's going to continue to haunt your mind, your spirit, and basically haunt your entire experience throughout the day, throughout the next day, and days after, until it finally gets done with. So you have to understand that the power of now is ultimately a very practical exercise. It's a very practical tool. The power of now is not only about embracing the now and being in the moment. It is about taking action in the moment. It is about taking action and doing things now. Because once you deal with it now, guess what? You don't have to deal with it later. Once you deal with it now, in the moment of the now. So what does that mean, right? Okay, you have to deal with something that you don't want to do right now. But you're going to do it now. Because one, once you're done with it, then you can do what you want to do. But then when you're doing what you don't want to do in the now, right? When you're doing that now, in the now. When I say in the now, I mean you're being completely present to yourself, present to life, present to whatever it is you got to do. Which actually adds joy in the moment, believe it or not. It actually adds pleasure in the moment. Because, yeah, it may be something that's tedious. You know, you may have to run to the post office with something you rarely do to handle some crazy paperwork, you know? But because you are in the now, doing something now that you don't want to do, being in the now allows you to break free of the not wanting to do it and embraces the fact that, hey, this is life. In the meantime, while I'm doing this thing that I quote unquote don't want to do, I can still be open to the pleasures of life. I can still be open to the fact that, hey, I'm healthy. Hey, it's great that I can actually walk into this place. I can actually look, engage, be friendly with other people and other individuals, maybe even open myself up to meeting somebody while I'm doing this thing that I don't want to do, because I am present, because I'm allowing myself to just be and enjoy being. So it's important that you not only handle things now because it allows you to do what you want to do, right? You handle things that you quote unquote don't want to do now to just get it over with. So that way the things that you want to do, you can do and embrace and, you know, just kind of relax into and enjoy and savor. And then while you're doing that thing, you're in the moment. You're in the moment. And that's what brings the beauty of life. Everything that you do, whether it is something that you do enjoy or something that you don't enjoy, if you are doing it in the now, you will always find happiness and pleasure at that moment. Doing it now to get it over with is very practical and very rational and logical if you think about it, right? So this is about understanding the power of now, the power of being in the now, and the power of doing it now. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always. And remember, if you want to support this podcast, feel free to become a supporter. Go to anchor.fm/Peter Abundant. You can also feel free to find me on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Peter Abundant as well. You can also look for me on Instagram, where you can feel free to contact me, DM me. If you need any support with anything, feel free to reach out. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.